This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Calendar. Let's be real. Running a household can be exhausting and chaotic. And finding the perfect Mother's Day gift, it's not exactly a no-brainer. Until now. The Skylight Calendar is the best way to organize the family and give everyone, especially mom, some peace of mind to enjoy the things that matter most. The Skylight Calendar is a smart, touchscreen calendar that keeps track of and manages the chores, dinner planning, groceries, and to-dos for the whole family. The Skylight Calendar automatically syncs each family member's digital calendars and displays them all together on one color-coded touchscreen. It even doubles as a digital picture frame so you can finally share all those special moments that are just sitting on your phone. As a limited-time offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight calendar when you go to skylightcal.com/easy. That's skylightcal.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightcal.com/easy.
Hello and welcome, fellow trivia addicts, to the best podcast ever, the Family Road Trip Trivia Podcast. I'm your host, Brittany Gibbons, and I am joined today by my bestie, Meredith. And boy, do I have something planned for you today, Meredith.
Oh, I can't wait. I'm going to get a snack and a juice box and play trivia.
Today, we're getting downright patriotic as I quiz you on all things USA, USA.
Oh my gosh, I love America.
I hope you've brushed up on your history and knowledge on this. I even learned a few things making today's episode.
Good. Okay.
Just to review the rules, I'm going to lead you through two rounds of trivia. I'm going to ask you a question, then I'm going to give you 10 seconds to come up with an answer. Give yourself 1 point for every correct answer, and at the end, tally them up, crown the winner, and gosh, I hope it's you, and I hope you beat Meredith today. All right, let's go. Round one, question one. Known as Motor City, what is the actual name of this American city?
Detroit, baby.
Detroit. Yes, one of our neighboring big cities near us here.
One of my most beloved cities. I love Detroit.
Oh,
it's really
amazing.
Come along. Have you been there lately?
Yes, I have. I love it.
So much to do.
If you have not been to Detroit, must
go. So many good restaurants. I mean, I just cannot talk enough about the food scene in Detroit. It's quite a foodie place.
It is. It is. Okay, question number two. By land size, what is the smallest U.S. state?
Is it Delaware?
It's not. It's Rhode Island. It's only 1,045 square miles, which I guess is not a lot. I really don't know. I'm not good with numbers, but it's apparently very small. Okay, question number three. What state is Mount Rushmore located?
South Dakota.
South Dakota. That is right. I actually got to see Mount Rushmore when I was in South Dakota, and it is smaller than I thought it was going to be, but I was really far away. All right. Question number four. The Statue of Liberty was a gift from which country?
That would be France, Brittany.
Yes. Thank you, France, for this beautiful statue. We're going to put it in our ocean.
What kind of thank you letter do you write for a Statue of Liberty? Like, it better be handwritten, and it better be a very expensive card when you send it.
For sure. And it's like, where do we put it? Oh my gosh, it's so big. We can't like put it like, you know, in our living room because it's huge. We're going to have to put it like, you know, in the ocean over there, probably.
On its own little island.
Exactly. Okay, question number five. Which is the only U.S. state to have one syllable in its name? Everybody is going through all the states in their head right now.
Maine.
Maine. Yes, it is Maine. Okay, question number six. What is the most populated state in America?
Okay, I believe, and I don't know, but I believe it's California only because I hear people say California is too crowded now. Is that right?
It is California. There are 39.5 million people in California, and it's probably growing every single day.
No, okay. I think it's actually decreasing.
Oh, it is?
I think people are moving to Texas right now because they were tired of being too crowded in California, but I could be wrong. I'm usually wrong.
Well,
I
might be wrong. We're going to have to Google that one. Okay. Question number 7. Springfield is the capital of what state?
My heart. No, I'm just kidding. Illinois.
It is Illinois. That's correct. Okay. Question number 8. Which president is the first to have a rescue dog while in office?
Joe Biden. Somebody email him and tell him how much we love that dog.
Yes. Yes, Joe Biden is the first president to have rescue dogs while in office. Okay, question number 9. In what U.S. city is South Beach located?
That would be lovely Miami.
Yes, Miami.
Welcome to Miami.
Question number 10, final question of this round. Name the 3 branches of U.S. government.
Okay, we have executive, judicial, and legislative.
You got them. Those are all 3. Good job. Good job. You did really good this round, you guys. Congratulations. We're going to take a real quick break. And we come back, we're going to hit round 2.
This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Calendar. Let's be real. Running a household can be exhausting and chaotic. And finding the perfect Mother's Day gift, it's not exactly a no-brainer. Until now. The Skylight Calendar is the best way to organize the family and give everyone, especially mom, some peace of mind to enjoy the things that matter most. The Skylight Calendar is a smart, touchscreen calendar that keeps track of and manages the chores, dinner planning, groceries, and to-dos for the whole family. The Skylight Calendar automatically syncs each family member's digital calendars and displays them all together on one color-coded touchscreen. It even doubles as a digital picture frame so you can finally share all those special moments that are just sitting on your phone. As a limited-time offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight calendar when you go to skylightcal.com/easy. That's skylightcal.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightcal.com/easy.
I'm Jane Perlez, longtime foreign correspondent and former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. I've been a foreign correspondent in lots of places, Somalia, Indonesia, Pakistan, but nowhere as important to the world as China.
I mean, China is not dropping anti-democratic paratroopers into Montana. But of course, we did see things like the weather balloon / spy balloon riveting the whole country for a week.
This is Face Off, an 8-part series in which we'll take you behind the scenes to key moments in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. We'll speak with a diplomat, a spy, a tech reporter, a U.S. admiral, even Yo-Yo Ma. Plus, my pal and noted China historian Rana Mitter joins the conversation. We'll look at what's driving the two nations apart and explore whether anything can help bring them back together. Face Off launches April 9th.
Now it's time for some trivia just for the kids. Do you know where Florp is? Do you know how to make pencils come to life? If you've answered no to these questions, then you need Go Kid Go, the audio imagination company for kids. Go Kid Go podcasts are made by an Emmy award-winning team and come with bonus content like free downloadable coloring sheets. Visit GoKidGo.com for more information or find Go Kid Go wherever you get your podcasts. After a year of pandemic living, we're all itching to get out and do the things we've put off for way too long. Like seriously, get me out of this house. And, you know, with reliable bags, packs, totes, and adventure gear from Frost River, it's never been easier to seek your someday today. For the past 2 decades, Frost River has set the standard in adventure gear. Now they're raising the bar. Not only do they source their Made in America USA materials to handcraft each and every pack, they also repair packs to thwart throwaway culture and are now using solar energy to create even less waste without compromising quality. We're talking adventure gear that's built to outlast you on the trail. Frost River uses solar energy and premium materials to handcraft each and every piece of gear they make. When you can feel the quality, when you can see the handcrafted time and attention given to each and every detail, you know that you're holding a Frost River original. Stop waiting for your next adventure and start seeking your someday today at frostriver.com/roadtrip. Use promo code roadtrip for free shipping on your next order. That is frostriver.com/roadtrip. Promo code roadtrip for free shipping on your next order. All right, we are back for round number two for some USA trivia. All right, question number one. What is the longest river in the United States?
I think that it's the Mississippi River.
It's not. I thought we were going to get it at first. It's the Missouri River. The Missouri River is the longest river.
You get out of town right now. That's not even right. It has to be the Mississippi. I'm going to Google this. I don't believe you. Okay, so you're right. You are correct. Okay. Next question.
Question number two. What is the date for the U.S. Declaration of Independence from the British Empire? When did that happen?
Well, that's Independence Day. And I always see 1776 written on things. So I'm going to guess 1776.
Yes, July 4th, 1776. You are right. That is our Independence Day. Okay, question number three. Which U.S. president was born in Hawaii in 1961?
That would be President Barack Obama.
Yes, President Obama was born in Hawaii. I wish I was born in Hawaii.
I wish I did anything in Hawaii ever even one time.
I know.
Have you ever been?
Never.
Me either. We got to take a family road trip trivia show to Hawaii sometime.
Yes, we're going to have to drive there. Okay. Question number four. What does DC stand for in Washington, DC?
That's District of Columbia.
Yes, District of Columbia. Okay, question number five. What is the national mammal of the United States of America?
Is it... I feel like it's going to be like a horse. Is it like a horse?
I mean... It has four legs like a horse and runs around.
Is it a dog?
Grass, probably. It's not a dog. It's a bison.
What?
A bison is the national mammal of the United States.
Okay, a fun bison fact for everybody. I recently got to pet a baby bison. And usually bison are really aggressive, even when they're babies. But this little baby's was born a twin. And when bison are born twins, the mama bison only likes one bison and the other bison kind of gets abandoned. So another farmer took the baby bison and was hand raising it and feeding it like bottles of milk and feeding it by hand. So it loves humans, but they're really worried about this very tame baby bison because when they play, they headbutt. And he's like, I'm terrified that as the baby bison gets older, it's going to try to headbutt me. And so that's just what I want to tell you about twin baby bison.
I hope we are bringing bison home, but now I've changed my mind.
No, don't bring a bison home because it'll try to headbutt you when it gets older.
When I go over there, I'm not putting that bison in my car is where I am with this. Okay, question number six. In which U.S. state are the Denali Mountains?
Hmm. I think that I'm just going to say Colorado because there's mountains there.
I mean, it's a safe guess. However, it's not correct. It is another state I am so wanting to visit, though. It is Alaska. The Denali Mountains are in Alaska.
Wow. Okay.
Question number 7. The War of the American Revolution ended after which treaty?
I don't know.
It's the Treaty of Paris. Kind of a famous one, I guess. I've definitely heard of that one.
I definitely have heard of it. Guys, you should study harder than I did in school. Try to retain it.
Question number 8. Speak softly and carry a big stick is the famous phrase of which president?
Roosevelt.
President Roosevelt is correct. You feel very confident in that answer. Good job.
I love that saying.
Question number 9. Which U.S. state has Garden State as its nickname?
I only know this because of Jay-Z, but that's going to be New Jersey.
It is New Jersey. Correct. All right. And final question, question 10. What animal is on the state flag of California?
That's a bear, and they have almost the cutest state flag ever.
Fair and fair. Okay. You did really great at this round, you guys. I am so excited to hear how you did. You survived it. Another episode of the Road to Trivia podcast, the USA edition. You did it. Congratulations. Head to our Facebook page and let us know how you did. Share photos and your score. And we may even feature them on our Facebook and Instagram at Family Road Trip Trivia Pod. All right, Meredith, how did you do?
I had 14 points today, kids.
14 out of 20? That is amazing.
That might be my all-time highest game. I'm not sure, but it feels like it.
It definitely might be. All right. This has been a production of the Girls Girls Media. Find us online at girlsgirlsmedia.com. If you like what you heard today, make sure to leave us an awesome review on iTunes and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.